Hello, my audio boo friends. It is July 16th, 2013. It's about 9:30 in the morning here in beautiful, sunny, and sauna-like Montreal. In fact, there's a weatherman here in Canada who is trying to trend something called Torsauna, because Toronto, where he's based out of, is sauna-like as well. So I wrote back to him on a tweet, and I said, yes, indeed, it's not just Toronto, it's also Montresauna, and I suppose because the whole nation here in Canada seems to be, you know, under this heat wave, we could call it Saunada. Anyhow. All right, so a quick update. Yesterday, I had my 1 week post-op follow-up for my ICD implant, which I got back on July 8th, Monday. And everything's going really, really well. My incision is healing very nicely. The swelling has gone down a little bit. It's still a little bit stiff, a little bit swollen. But definitely the pain's gone down quite considerably over the last 2 days. It's still itching a bit, which is a good sign. And I do feel the heaviness of the ICD. After all, it's quite a thick metal unit. It's actually quite heavy. I would say it's about twice as heavy as an iPod, to give you an idea of weight-wise. Yeah, about twice as heavy as an iPod, but much smaller, of course. Only measuring about two and a half inches high by a little bit more than a half inch thick by about 2 inches wide. That just kind of gives you an idea of the bulk of this little gadget that's sitting in my chest, but it's not overly uncomfortable. I think with time I'll get used to it, and I may notice it from time to time, especially since me personally I'm prone to arthritis and humidity related, I'll call them feelings. Sometimes it's pain, sometimes it's just discomfort. So it could be that when it's very humid outside, very damp, I may feel a twinge every now and then, which is not uncommon. So, but overall, I'm really, really happy. Yesterday at the follow-up, the technician, very nice technician, she put this thing over my chest, right over the ICD. It looked a little bit like sort of like a mouse, I guess, like a puck with a wire sticking out of it. And she put it over there, and then the machine, the computer she was on, downloaded what she coined telemetry from the ICD, and I jokingly told her I feel like a Formula One car. I never thought in my life that I would have somebody tell me that they were getting telemetry out of my chest, but she told me a few things which were great news. Everything's going perfectly well. The ICD is functioning 100%, so I'm really, really happy. I can't be happier. I mean, and she talked to me and she reassured me of a few things. And so, I walked out of there feeling pretty good. And now it's just a question of sort of getting over things and getting back into the routine, I suppose. Although it sounds odd, somebody wanting to get back into a routine. This week we'll see sort of the first week where I actually sort of get back to work on a regular basis. A little bit odd though, because my daughter is home from school, of course, for the summer. Right now she's gone off swimming at her swimming lessons. And she'll be home today, the entire day. Today I don't plan on doing much, maybe a bit of report writing and just kind of relaxing, lounging around. I can't do a lot of housework, well, I'm not supposed to, so I'm just slowly doing some dishes and cleaning up and putting away and tidying up things, but it's kind of long because I have to do everything with only my right arm, so it can be a little bit difficult, but it's all right. I'll make it through. Good news is I've been actually playing the guitar for the last couple of days. At night, I kind of sit and play a little bit of guitar and just noodle away, trying to figure out some chords and what sounds good, what doesn't sound good, and just working on my technique. You know, it's okay. It's not what I wanted to do, because if you recall, well, some of you may recall, way back at the beginning of 2013, I had coined this thing called the 2013 Dream, in which I was going to try on a quarterly basis to give you an update on what my 2013 dream was, and it was to teach myself to play guitar. Well, of course, back in February, as you recall, I fell, stupid accident, I fell down and I hurt my right arm and my right shoulder, and that put me right off. I mean, I was in pain for many, many weeks. In fact, I would say many months. It went right into springtime, right into even the beginning of summer. Now, of course, because I'm favoring my right arm, having to do everything with my right arm since the operation, and even before that, because I was sort of training myself psychologically not to use my left arm, because it's important that for a month I baby my left arm, because the ICD is implanted in my left shoulder. Right, so I've been working my right arm, and obviously it's limbered up, and it feels a lot better than it was before. I can lift it a little bit higher. It's still a bit stiff, believe it or not, since February. So that threw me off completely from playing guitar. So I've sort of taken the 2013 dream and put it on the shelf for now. That doesn't mean that I don't fool around and, you know, noodle away on the guitar and stuff, but it's not really what I wanted to do, sort of a very methodical daily regiment of a maybe 15, 20 minutes of, you know, maybe just practicing one chord or two chords until I've memorized them. Because basically that's what I wanted to do, is do the chords, because once I get the chords down, once I get some of the scales on the fretboard, everything else, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I'm pretty good at doing melody stuff on the guitar. It's chords that I don't know, and I don't know where the notes are, and that's what I wanted to teach myself. Everything else, it'll come in time as the muscle memory builds and I can play and fret the proper notes. Also, as maybe I get better in the future, I might maybe look at buying a better guitar. I wouldn't say a better guitar, a different guitar, because right now I've got a Yamaha, what is it, a 420 SX or something, I can't remember. But it's basically, believe it or not, it's touted as a heavy metal guitar. So playing jazz stuff on it it works, but it's not the easiest thing, and it doesn't lend itself to that. And I love jazz music, I love jazz guitar, that kind of guitar music. And so I'm thinking of getting myself an archtop, a hollow body or a semi-hollow body guitar. And I've got my eye on an Ibanez, an AF-75. AF-75. So, but anyway, that's way off in the future. I also have an idea. It's right now, it's just a seed of getting my motorcycle license, because there's a bike made by Kymco called the Downtown 300i that I've fallen in love with. And although, I only bought my scooter a couple of years ago, and I don't really ride my scooter as much as I'd like to, for a number of reasons, but I really want to get back on that thing. So in August, when I'm cleared to drive again, I can't wait. You know, I'm going to hop on the scooter and away I go, and I'm going to, I've got to modify it too. I'm going to be changing some parts in the transmission to give it a little bit more oomph. And anyway, I'll update the Audio Boo community on that and how that project's going. But all this to say that just wanted to update you all on my health, and I'm doing well, and I'm in great spirits. So it's just go, go, go from now on. And I look forward to doing more Audio Boos, and hopefully there's a treble stuff coming very soon. Hang on. Wait for it. It's coming. All right. Catch you all later, and hope you're all having a wonderful week. Thanks.